Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Well, the marketing week in Chicago has started lower. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We'll take a complete look at the futures in just a moment after we have discussed what's been happening in Chicago. Let's start with the outside markets, though, at this hour. Crude oil futures in September at $106.63 a barrel, down 30 cents. The Arbobber wholesale price of gasoline at $2.96 and 2 tenths. That's 3 and 2 tenths of a cent lower. And the August futures in the ethanol at $2.28, a penny lower for the gallon. Arbob gasoline to ethanol spread now at 80 cents. That's 9 and 4 tenths of a cent, or rather a penny narrower than it was yesterday. In Chicago, futures are a bit lower for the day. September contract and the soft red winter wheat is down 14 and a quarter. The December corn is down 4 and 3 quarters. And November beans are down 9 and a half cents. On the phone line with us to discuss those numbers today from their offices at Bates Commodities in Bloomington Normal, Illinois, is Kurt Kimmel. He's there. Good afternoon, or rather good morning to you, Kurt. How are you today?
Morning, Todd.
Well, good. Let's take up these numbers as they trade lower in Chicago. Lower seems to be the new trend for a while, at least, and I'm wondering if there's a bottom sometime soon.
Well, short term, we're approaching some areas that could try to hold, but we're getting close to December corn futures. This 450 area has been talked about for quite some time. We're within 8-9 cents of that. November beans is 1161. That's kind of a retracement level to look, maybe see some buying interest there. And this D-sweet around this 645, 650 area would be down side targets. Kind of keep an eye on that. Doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the low and go higher. At the present time, with the forecast the way it is, and just the lack of some good old-fashioned demand coming forward here, there's just no urgency for the buyers to come forward other than, some profit-taking showing up here and there as the funds continue to build a fairly large short position in some of these commodities. Seasonalities this time of year, but basically lower whenever the fundamentals just don't kick in the bull side. And this thing could probably, stay soft here until we see some type of change in the supply-demand balance sheet that warrants the end user to come forward and get some coverage on.
I made note in the news this morning that China is considering or will auction off some soybeans. Might that have a downward impact on the marketplace, or has it already done so?
I think part of that's built in. I think a lot of that news has been fairly well advertised. The actual auctions taking place would be kind of sell the rumor, maybe buy the fact. This morning we had, in the early hours, we had beans sharply lower, and beans are about, September beans are 20 cents off their low, and November's are 10 cents off their low. So maybe we've taken the edge off there on them, but it just signals that they're going to reshuffle some old beans and probably restock with some newer crop beans as we move down the road when it's all said and done. They're pretty good at saying one thing or doing another, or saying one thing and then position themselves down the road for another type of move. But you've got to remember, they're going to continue to need beans, and they'll continue to be on a regular buying program as time goes on. But with a big U.S. crop and a big South American crop, the urgency is not there to do that just yet.
On the intraday trade, futures are up 0.75 cents now in the November contract. Do beans have potentially more strength in them still as the fundamentals lay today as opposed to corn?
Well, when you look at the ratio, a lot of people think there's more downside risk in beans. But when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, there's a lot of fluff or demand expectation in the corn versus the bean compared to a year ago. Overall demand's not increasing significantly from a year ago in beans. Then plus beans, when you look at the conditions and so forth, the acreage might not be there, as we move down the road. And also, too, with the lateness of the crop, the yield might not be there. You know, trade's not upping the bean yield like they are the corn yield right at the moment here. So overall, the supply-demand balance sheet, raw fundamentals suggest that, you know, the beans are probably a little bit tighter versus the corn. That doesn't mean beans are going to go higher, but the downside on beans are probably going to be met with end-user buying as we move down the road on ideas that until we get to the South American crop later on this winter, that end-users are going to need some coverage.
Will there be a time before harvest comes in central Illinois, and northern Illinois, maybe even southern Illinois, that producers might have an opportunity, do you suppose, to market another segment of their new crop corn?
Not the price they want.
That's not the question I asked.
There's opportunity every day to market. It's not the price we want, or, you know, we wish I should, I could, I would have, but, yeah, you know, we're not going to go straight down. If we continue the pace that we've been at on the selling pressure since 1st of June, by January 3rd, December corn would be down to $1.67, and that's not going to happen, so we're going to have some ups. And the trick is using those up here to make some catch-up sales. From a producer's point of view, probably the biggest thing you could do right now is have a hedge account because we are developing some carry in the marketplace. And we also are seeing a situation where we feel once we get into harvest or through harvest, basis can improve as time goes on. So what this means is if you're wanting to have some downside protection, I'd use some paper positions here to protect that downside with ideas of storing the crop and capturing some of the carry and capturing some of the basis improvement that we feel is going to happen as we move into this winter, Todd.
There was a time in the last 3 weeks that December corn of 2014 was trading above and well above $5, and many were suggesting that sales should be made. Now that December 2014 contract is at $4.91¾. Do we wait, or do we still consider making new crop sales if we can manage the margin calls and hedging a 2014 crop?
We would look, you know, back towards the $5 level to add to some sales there. And we'd have some open orders to sell some more up around that $5.25 area. Those would be two price targets to sort of have written down or orders at add to some sales, Todd.
And for the livestock, anything to add for the day?
Well, just continue to watch this beef market chug sideways here. When you look at the price charts on the cattle complex, we've got a beautiful head and shoulders bottom taking formation there. We just need to have the trade realize and, that and take advantage of that and get something going to the upside. But overall, beef numbers remain somewhat tight, and we continue to see just domestic consumption sort of flatlined in here. So we feel the beef markets could continue to move sideways here, whereas the hog sector is probably going to be the one that's going to see some more ups and downs here as we move into this fall.
Hey, thanks so much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us here on the Midday Market Report to take a look at what's been happening at the CME Group in Chicago.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Central Time. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Trade in Chicago continues with the September wheat futures at 6.44¼, down 16 and a quarter cents. September corn at 4.68¾, 7¼ lower. December at 4.59, down 4¾. And next year's July at 4.85, down 5¼. December of 2014 at 4.92, 2½ cents lower. August beans at 1333 are up to November at 1181, down a half, and July of next year at 1194 and a half, down a quarter. And the August, October live cattle are up 20 cents at $124.70. September feeders at 157, 12 and a half are up 12 and a half, and lean hogs at 99.90, up 62 and a half.